Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There he is, Mark Cabali, taking his seat at the podium. It's time for one of my favorite times of the week. Yes, it's time for the big boy, Mark Cabali. There he is. What do you got going on there? What is the dry, wet, and then what? Dry, repeat.
You don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have even asked.
I think he's talking about wings, right?
No, I'm talking about...
You don't want to know limits. I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't... It's how you're supposed to use dude wipes.
Oh, my God.
You get it?
You had to ask him a follow-up, didn't you?
You didn't have to take it that direction.
Well, you asked for the truth. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount+. Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We have the big boy. Go to our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing, and the numbers are skyrocketing. In fact, when I think of our Marconi celebration Monday, I think Cabali won it for us.
I agree, and I think he should be the one that has the champagne that is, you know, celebrating in the locker room.
I'm going to assume you're coming to the party, yes?
I don't know. Am I invited? I didn't get no invite.
Everybody's invited. Yes, of course you are. It's Monday, November 17th. We celebrate winning the Marconi. And this wouldn't be possible without you, the listener, or you, Mark Cabali. And the fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. That's the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday night. What time does that start, Limits? Can you get me a start time, please?
Yes, I can.
You should go there. I think you're almost required to go there.
Joe, I think you guys would be quite fine of winning a Marconi with or without me. I'm guessing without me would have been the same result.
You're wrong, and it's because of this kind of content that you delivered, I believe, Monday morning or yesterday with the Crowley Show. Do we have this clip, Limits?
Content. I mean, whether you think he deserves to be fired or not deserve to be fired, moved on, tired of it, you're having one of your biggest events of your city, your organization, with the draft coming here in April, and you're going to be just wrapping up or just have a new coach. Do you think that Art Rooney wants to do that with a guy?
Okay, now wait a second.
19 years and a guy that's been still has under contract until the 2027 season.
Of all the answers you could have given, of all the answers you could have given, that I did not see that one coming.
Neither did I, but I was very fascinated by it. Let's elaborate on it a little. Obviously, we're talking Mike Tomlin. And you're saying, here's what I heard you say, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Mark, is that even if Art was inclined to make a move, the fact that the draft is here would keep him from doing that because he wouldn't want to deal with the national perhaps backlash of making that. Is that, did I read that correctly?
Yeah, first of all, I think there's a less than 1% chance he even gets to that point where he's even considering it. So a lot more than losing to the Chargers in L.A. would have to happen for him to even consider that. But if it gets to the point where it's like
– well, how about a ninth straight year without coming close to a playoff win?
I don't think that matters.
To him. I think – to him, yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think it matters to him. He's the one that makes choices, decisions here. I think the realistic of it is partly is because of the draft. I mean, you don't want to have that hanging over your head or the black eye, so to speak. And the contract, which is probably bigger than anything. He's signed through the 2027 season, I believe. So if everything hits the fan totally, I still think he gets an absolute free pass all of next year as well. Then maybe after the 26th season, if things don't get better, then maybe that's when you make the move.
If he wanted to turn the draft into one of the biggest celebrations ever, then Tomlin will be traded to the Giants. They'll have the number 3 pick and a new coach, right? Do you really think, by the way, that he would get absolutely, because the PM guys thought this yesterday, if the Steelers either don't make the playoffs or lose for a ninth straight time and aren't even competitive in the first round, do you really feel like national media would get all over him and rip him and this would become some kind of debacle? Because I sense people like Rich Eisen clearly changing their minds about Tomlin. I think people would, for the most part, totally get it.
I think they're becoming more aware of it nationally. That I don't think they would be quite ready to, you know, send the dogs after him, you know, say, go for it, cut him, get rid of him, fire him. I don't think they're at that point. The Steelers fans have been at that point for a number of years now. So no matter what he does, it's not right. So a little thing like, maybe it's not a little thing, but losing to the Chargers the way they did will set them off. I think nationally they're finally saying, okay, let's take a closer look at this now. What's really going on here? Which would lead me to believe that they still wouldn't be calling for his job if it ends in a total debacle.
But what would Art be afraid of at the draft or before the draft? Like what is there to fear that would happen at the draft if he moved on
bad
from
publicity.
Tomlin? Bad publicity from who?
Bad publicity from the organ, from the NFL, from the fans, from the country, from the entire, you know, just the whole NFL in general. They don't operate their organization like that. They don't want to be the guys that be knee-jerk reaction. And maybe you're saying it's not knee-jerk reaction, but maybe nationally you don't want to bring that type of attention to your team, especially if a guy that's going, once again, is – I never use this. I don't even know why I want to use this. Never had the losing season, right?
Yeah.
Never. I don't think I've ever used that one because it's stupid. To be able to fire him where there's still a great number of people outside of Pittsburgh saying this guy's one of the best coaches in the world.
Yeah. Well, they said the same things about Belichick and Andy Reid and Tony Dungy and the list goes on. Pete Carroll. People who have been pushed out of jobs who had great accomplishments. To me, I think I don't believe that. We can agree to disagree there. Mm-hmm. I think actually we've reached the point where if he did move on from Mike Tomlin, and especially if Tomlin waived his no trade clause and they made a trade with the Giants and got the number 3 pick, I think people would widely be praising Art and saying things like, you know what? It had probably just run its course with Mike Tomlin. They haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. Understand. I think it's a very easy explanation as for why Art would have moved on, and not just moved on, but set up the draft to be even bigger than, way bigger than it already is. I don't think there would be a negative backlash there. I really don't.
I think in his eyes there would be.
Yeah, well, we can agree on that. Yeah.
Well, I just don't think that they just don't want to go down that path. And honestly, Joe, what are we talking about here? You know darn well they're winning the next 2 games to go to 7-4, and everything's going to be fine again until Buffalo boat races them in 3 weeks, right? Then it's back to fire Tomlin. Then they beat Baltimore. Then they lose a couple more games. It's just a never-ending cycle of up and down when it wants to fire him. I mean, we haven't heard firing him, I mean, for the most of the season until they got up to the Colts game. Then it was fire the Colts. They beat the Colts. Then here we go again. I think that they'll be, unfortunately, a 9-8 team by the end of the season. That's just, we need a tweak here, a tweak there, and let's go at it, have at it again.
All right. Well, let's move on. Mark Cabali is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Mark Cabali Report is brought to you by IC Light. What is your concern level with, this is pretty much the same thing Mike Tomlin got asked. What's your concern level with Aaron Rodgers based on that last performance, given the fact that he's 41 years old?
Nah, or just about? I don't have any concern right now. I think he has to put together a couple of those before you get worried. Because all of us were sitting here last week, 2 weeks ago, talking about how he was the MVP of this team, MVP of this offense, and they wouldn't be anywhere near where they're at right now. He had an awful game. Maybe, arguably, top five worst games of his career in the Chargers. Things like that tend to happen from time to time. Let's see how he bounces back from that. So I don't think there's any sort of an issue right now. Now, can it get to that point if you have two or three more of these? Sure, but I don't see any. I mean, it was ugly. I mean, I can't even begin to sugarcoat it, man. It was bad throws, bad decisions. He didn't get any help around him. It was just not a good performance put on by him, but let's see how he rebounds from it. He's a guy that's been in the league 20 years. I think he's been known to bounce back from time to time again. Let's just wait and see with him. That's where I'm at with him.
Me too, but he's actually going to be 42 here in 17 days, and I think when you reach this stage of your career, when you have a performance that alarming, you start to wonder, because he's not all – there's going to come a day when he doesn't bounce back anymore. There will come that day. And at 42, practically, are we here? I at least wonder, but I'm with you. I do give him a pass for that game, and I wonder if he that was 1 foot off the cliff there, you know, because sometimes it happens that way.
You know how they said in that Moneyball quote in the movie, all of us are told we can't play. Some of us tell us when we're 18, and somebody tells us when they're 42, but they always tell us.
Yeah, and that's what I wonder about, but I tend to think, you know, that the arm strength and all of that is still there, but I wonder about the willingness to stand in there and take a beating. That was the first time it really showed to me, Mark, that, and it's understandable, like, you know, like an old boxer, I don't know if I want to take that hit anymore. That's the first time I saw that. Did you?
Yeah, but he really hasn't been hit hard all season either. I mean, I don't recall too many times where he's really got popped at all. So that's kind of surprising. I mean, I think he's at the point of his career where, I mean, I'm not breaking any news here, but I think he needs to be surrounded by more talent than he has right now. I don't think he's able to will himself to victory just on the strength of his arm and his head. I think he needs help around him, and I don't think they've set him up, or at least those guys.
Well, they should have made a trade
Sunday
then. We talked about that last week, and you didn't.
They said
you were okay. Oh, they tried. I tried to marry Jennifer Aniston. It didn't work.
Wow. Yeah, because she said no, just sort of like the Dolphins, right? And when did Jacoby Myers turn into Jerry Rice? Yeah. What did Jacoby Myers do this week? 3 for 30? 3 for 27?
Yeah, but you know there's more to those stories than are told. Would DK Metcalf, might Jacoby Myers' role have been simply to open up more space for DK Metcalf? Maybe that's not reflected in Jacoby's numbers, but his presence maybe changes things there.
You know, this is what I don't understand, Joe. We talk about TJ Watt getting paid $41 million. You're like, I don't care if he's double team or triple team. His job, getting paid that much money, is to go get the quarterback. Why shouldn't that apply to DK Metcalf? If he's bracketed and making $35 million, shouldn't he just go make a play then?
Yes. Yes, he should. But a separate topic, and you just said it, is does Aaron Rodgers need help? More help. Yes, he does, and yes, he did. Okay, so
I think he has help, though. He has help.
You just said he needs more. Oh, he should use it more. Okay. No,
Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth need to be a part of this offense more than just 20% of the snaps and, you know, two targets a game.
Are we sure Smitty is any good here? I get my Smitty's confused. Arthur, Jonnu, and Kevin Smith are the three Smiths that I know. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. That's where you have a huge advantage, I believe. That's where your talent is. If you want to talk about receivers two and three, Jonnu, Freiermuth are those guys, even though I still am a big Calvin Austin
Do you think anybody's worried about Jonnu Smith damaging them? Any defense is worried about that?
Not now. They're not using him, so no.
Oh, here's the other thing I want.
He had 85 catches last year.
Yeah, I know. Playing in an offense where you have an extremely accurate – well, I guess you do here in some ways too. But you're right. He was featured more in that offense. You're right.
You need to feature those tight ends if you want some – that's where I think they need to go. Feature the tight ends. I said about 3 weeks ago, move Jalen Ramsey to safety full-time, and Tara Austin must have been listening to me. Not really. Feature these tight ends. They need to be out there and taking advantage of their skills, and I don't think they are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, riddle me this. You mentioned Omar. It seems to me he has something of an agenda to get out there that he really tried to get help. Am I right about that or wrong about that?
I don't think of agenda. I think that the facts are facts, right? The facts of the matter is that they really tried to go out there and acquire a wide receiver, and they were turning over a bunch of different stones. It just didn't happen. It just didn't work.
It just doesn't magically not happen. Make it happen.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Just like I said,
up your offer.
You can say, you just said, hey, I never went out with Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, there's a reason why, because she said no.
Maybe that was a bad analogy. Maybe that was a bad analogy. Listen, I could use that some other analogies where I have to do something, you know, in a work or home situation. I just have to get it done. And there's no excuses not to, because without it, things are going to fall apart. He needed to, plus he had way more than the deadline to get this done. He's been trying to get and he traded George Pickens, and I was on board with that for a long time. And now, given the lack of activity, maybe they should have just kept Pickens. Maybe they should have.
I don't think that was possible. I think that was out of his hands, is in the fact it was in the players' hands at that point. The players were done with him. Key players were done with him.
Good. Who cares what the players think? What key players? Well, what have they won around here? Why should they be part of the decision process at all?
They were not happy with the way he conducted himself, and it was just time. And would they get a third rounder for him?
Well, I hope they're happy with the way that Calvin Austin conducted himself Sunday night.
Well, he struggled. Everybody has a bad game. You ever write a bad story, Joe? Yeah. Of course you did. You read it and you look at it like, boy, this stinks. But the next one is a great one.
Oh, yeah. How many great ones has he written?
I still think he's a very solid.
Does Omar want it out there? Has he made it clear to you and others exactly what he did to try to get? Did he step out of normal Steeler GM character in the middle of a season to make it clear to the media that he tried here?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, you got sources of people telling you stuff.
All right.
And there's no reason why I wouldn't believe it.
Okay. I mean, my answer to that, however, is, again, he's had a long time to get a second receiver in here. He traded one, which I stood up for at the time, and he's failed. He's failed. You know, I'm not, and at some point, I'm not interested in the details. It's deliver the baby. He has failed to deliver
honestly,
the baby.
Honestly, if you look, if there's two receivers out there that decided to be pulled off the market, and it could have happened in Jacksonville and could have happened in Miami. If you're pulling them off the market, there's nothing you can do to get them back, right? I mean, I guess you can complain about Jacoby Myers, but if Jacoby Myers wants to go to Jacksonville because he has a better chance of getting more receptions, he can make more money
next
year.
Wait. Did he have a no-trade clause or a no-movement clause?
For who?
Jacoby Myers?
No, they just threw him a solid.
Okay, like, they did him a solid. That was nice of them. Well, why didn't the Steelers up their offer?
I mean, at what point do you want to pay for a two-month rental, right?
Yeah, right.
How much is
in a wide-open AFC, probably more than what the other guys paid.
Save Waddle. Waddle at least had 2 years left on his contract.
Good, then
this
go
year,
get him.
Two more. Yeah, but then until the interim GM said, boy, this might look bad. I better not do this.
All right, then poor Omar. He's tried his best for a year and a half and 2 years. He can't come up with a wide receiver. I guess he tried, but he can't come up with one.
He did not sit there and say, yeah, we're good. Good.
I know, he tried. God bless him for that.
Tried hard.
Limits, do you want to step into this fray?
Maybe his reputation hurt him. Maybe if
What's his reputation?
He ripped off the Bears. Everybody rips off the Bears.
He's also brought in Patrick Peterson and Darius Slay and God only knows who else. Not everything the guy does is magical. His team still hasn't won a playoff game in a decade.
It's the analogy that Joe likes to make. My house is not for sale, but if someone says, here's $1 million, now my house is for sale. Why can't they just have offered a higher draft pick if they really – I think that they did, Kabali.
Allen Robinson he brought in from the AP.
I think that they do care about these draft picks so much for the upcoming draft. Yeah. You're talking about they don't want to get rid of Tomlin because of the draft. They don't want to trade for a wide receiver, too, because they don't want to give up picks for the draft. They are focusing everything more so on the draft than the current season, at least in my mind.
Settle down there, Limits. By the way, did Urban Myers
Urban Meyer was lying. The obit on the
Steelers season will be Omar tried.
He tried, guys.
Omar tried.
It'll be a picture of Omar looking off into the sunset. Well, guys,
no, but go
we
after,
sure tried.
Go after Limits. I interrupted you, please.
He's going to say it. I mean, Urban Meyer, did he try to get the Penn State job? Yeah.
He thinks
Urban Meyer.
Hey. What do they say? What's that term I'm trying to think of here about that? Have that same energy when it comes to Penn State, their Limits.
I always do. Urban Meyer.
He thinks Drew Aller is going to save the franchise, big boy.
No, I said they should pick him in the third round. Yeah, he's big boy thinks he's still going in the first round.
I think he might be the first quarterback taken.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes.
I think Mendoza will be taken ahead of him. But
Steelers don't need him. They got Will Hard back on the roster right now.
Oh, jeez.
You were right about that one, big boy, and I stood up for you when you argued with Crowley that the least they can do is let Howard do something instead of burying him.
Yeah, now he's on the active roster. He's two plays away from start playing.
By the way, Crowley came in here sick now 2 days in a row with no regard for his fellow employees.
And I told him he should use a hanky, and he didn't appreciate that. Are you a hanky guy or are you a Kleenex guy?
Who just texted you, Omar?
Bad Napoleon.
Who's that?
Some guy on like Twitter that acts like he's Napoleon Dynamite.
Not exactly a bastion of sanity out there in the Twitter world, is it, Limits?
Oh, no. There's a lot of fun to be had on that site.
Limits gets really upset.
Well, yeah, because you come after me at least twice a week now on Twitter.
You have gone after him a lot.
He does his Pirates nonsense last night.
Pirates nonsense?
What did he do?
So basically, Ken Rosenthal said that the Pirates are supposedly telling teams that they were willing to spend more money. So I literally legitimately just said, Ken Rosenthal is reporting that the Pirates are telling teams they want to spend more money. And here comes Mark acting like, I think that they're going to spend $200 million in the offseason.
No, didn't you quote tweet somebody else on top of that?
Yeah, I think it was Robert Murray that also like doubled down on it.
Why would the Pirates tell teams they want to spend more money?
Well, because there's a notion out there that the Pirates don't spend any money. It's a true one.
Well, but
maybe they're trying to change narratives.
Why forecast that? Hey, everybody, we're going to spend more money this offseason?
It's probably just trying to get good PR.
And Lemons is giving it to him.
All right, big boy.
Doesn't mean I believe it, big boy.
Let's get
Doesn't mean I believe them. Just saying what they're saying.
Who do you love more, Penn State or the Pirates, Lemons?
The way you say Lemons is very contemptuous, and I like it.
He's trying to pick a fight.
Well, answer his question.
I'd have to think about it. I'll let you know at 1:59.
All right, Mark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.